Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it is kind of pretty out there with the snow, even though people are sitting in the traffic and they're probably cussing.
Yeah, they are.
Being angry right now. And I'm sure I'll be in that situation in approximately an hour and 10 minutes. But it has been quite the afternoon on the roads. We have Frank Cusimano with us from KSDK Sports Director. We always visit on a Friday and a Monday. We were not here Friday. We had a best of show. But Frank, how are you? Hope your Thanksgiving was well. Did you have to put up with Jeff Drew on Thanksgiving? Did you take him in because he's essentially homeless?
We were delighted to have the king in our household for Thanksgiving.
This is our mutual friend, Jeff Drew, who's a great guy. He really is. But I felt bad. He said he had no place to go. I'm like, man, I could have invited you as well. Although I screwed up Thanksgiving dinner. I bet Monique did a much better job than I did this year. Let's talk about Mizzou just briefly here because, you know, it's hard to get all revved up about a bowl game when you had the expectations that you had going into the season. Having said that, I'm so glad that they finished strong against Arkansas on Saturday because I don't think you wanted to blow that one. And in the first half, it looked like you might have.
Yeah, and, you know, 8 wins, and with a bowl victory, it could be 9. And if you count that over 3 years, that would be 30 victories in 3 years. But you're right. It would have been a catastrophe if you would have lost to Arkansas, who was 2-9 going in. And it was a good, solid, you know, victory where you're great defense, played well at times, your special teams was good. And I think, Mark, I think in the near future we're going to find out that Bo Prabula played like the second half of this season with a broken hand. I think that's going to come out, and I don't think they want that release because they can't, you know, throw the ball, as you obviously saw on Saturday. But, you know, it was a gutty performance by him.
So we haven't spoken since the drink extension. There's a lot of folks out there that like to be negative about everything. He hasn't done this. He hasn't beaten ranked teams, blah, 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 all this stuff. I like him. I think he's doing a great job at Missouri. I think you have to have, you know, some consistency in the programming to keep the recruits. But there was pushback, but drink got his payday, and you kind of had to do that given the coaching carousel that's out there right now.
Yeah, you had to. Now, in the end, I don't know if he would have been offered. He wasn't going to be offered the LSU job. I don't know if he would have been offered the Florida job. But I think, you know, in discussing with the board of curators, some of their people, that this is a contract that's going to – we're not going to have this drama from year to year. And as you say, say what you will about the man, but he's been a fabulous recruiter. He's won a lot of games. He's got to find a way to have a better offense and a better special teams. But I'm glad he's – the football coach of our state university.
I agree.
Frank, Ethan here. Mizzou obviously didn't disappoint in, you know, finding a way to hold on to Drinkwitz, but rivalry weekend did not disappoint either. I mean, the Iron Bowl was excellent. Texas A&M goes down courtesy of Texas. You had the game was a pretty impressive showing from Ohio State, and now we have conference championship weekend coming up this upcoming weekend. What are you going to be keeping a close eye on going into, you know, what will be the, you know, just the day after the releasing of who will be in the college football playoff?
Well, I got to tell you, and I think it's a legitimate, great question by you as usual, but I think the most fascinating thing is what has just been revealed in the last, like, 5 hours, is that because LSU wants to make Lane Kiffin's experience so special, that when Ole Miss wins a game, because he had it in his Ole Miss contract, like each game he makes money. So when if they win that first round, he makes $100,000, even though he has nothing to do with that game. And if they win the national championship game, LSU will have to give him $1 million. If they win a second round game, it's $250,000. I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Of course, what can you expect from a university who gave Brian Kelly $53 million to not coach the team?
It's ridiculous.
Is this nuts or what?
It's nuts. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more with my friend John Ziegler after the top of the hour, because the Lane Kiffin story and just everything that surrounds it is so disappointing when it comes to, you know, the current culture of college sports. And there's a lot of challenges there. Hey, one thing that we have not, and Ethan, you and I haven't talked about this. You got your Cardinals hoodie on today, but we haven't spoken since Sonny Gray was traded. Derek Gould has a headline up on STL Today. It says, does Sonny Gray's trade reveal the Cardinals' new willingness to take risks? What would Frank Cusumano's answer be to that question?
Well, I think if you look at it, it made absolutely zero sense to have a guy making $35 million a year with an organization that's in a clear rebuild. And though they got two pitchers who will likely be in their rotation one day. So two pitchers for 7 or 8 years and Sonny Gray for just one more year, I'll take the two youngsters with a chance to really be special one day.
How are we finding the Blues? I see there's another injury. Snuggery has got an injury, and they've been playing a little bit better, though, haven't they, over the course of the last week?
Yes, they won. They've won two in a row. That doesn't seem like much to most teams, but that's the first time that's happened since like the first week of the season. So it's really good. They have the Ducks tonight, but the injuries are devastating because Snuggerud is now going to be out 6 weeks with wrist surgery, and Alexei Toropchenko had some type of incident at home where he burned his leg. He's not going to be available,
wow.
And either is Pugh Suter. So they're going to be facing a first-place Ducks team without three of their better players.
Frank, we don't hit on SLU sports really in general here very often, but there's some commotion right now on campus because the soccer team is heading to the Elite Eight after a big win against Bryant, and then you also have the basketball team who is off to a red-hot start and is a very fortunate buzzer-beater shot basically from Stanford from being undefeated.
Yeah, they really should be 8-0 as we speak. It was the most painful ending of a game. I mean, just imagine this. You know, Mark, listen real closely here. You're up 2 points, and there's a guy at the free throw line, and he has one more free throw left. So he misses it intentionally. Stanford throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer, and you lose it. I mean, Ethan, can things be any more painful than that?
Pretty brutal.
Even though it's been a nice start.
Oh, I missed that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch the video. That's nuts. Well, that's what makes sports interesting and exciting and emotional, certainly, for us. Frank, anything else you want to mention as we start the week here?
I will say this. There's a great article by Jordan Walker in the Post-Dispatch. And, you know, there's no scenario where the Cardinals can be any good if he fails completely. And I just like how he went to the hitting lab right afterwards. And I hope there's a chance that this 23-year-old, who everybody is so down on, can resurrect his career and be special. Because you don't want to have the top prospect in your organization completely failing. And I'm really rooting for the guy.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, we will talk on Friday. Have a great week. Try to get through the snow.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, take care. Yeah, and the snow is not easy. We have traffic situations everywhere. Sue with an update here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.